Hello. Today the church celebrates the memorial of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 26 to 37. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Similarly, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building on the day when Lot left Sodom. Fire and brimstone rained from the sky to destroy them all. So it will be on the day the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, someone who is on the housetop and whose belongings are in the house must not go down to get them, and likewise one in the field must not return to what was left behind. Remember the wife of Lot. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses it will save it. I tell you, on that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other left. And there will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken, the other left." They said to him in reply, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel reminds us of the danger of being so consumed with our daily routines that we forget what truly matters. While it's true that we need to eat, drink, read, write, buy, sell, plant, build, and nurture our relationships, these activities alone are not enough to fulfill us. There's a deeper purpose to our lives that goes beyond the mundane. Jesus called it the day of the Son of Man, a reality that is both imminent and eternal. The Lord is present in our daily lives, even in the most ordinary moments. We need to be aware of His presence and purposefully seek Him out. After all, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we can experience His presence in our lives today. Therefore, let's not allow ourselves to become so preoccupied with our daily activities that we neglect our spiritual life. Instead, let's keep the Lord at the heart of our lives, and in doing so, find true fulfillment and purpose.